Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friendly way to spend quality time. That's the DJV program. How do you do? This is your daily dose of Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and Jay working on trying to make your mental health a little bit better. The day is Wednesday. It's October the 6th. And the good news is if you're a traveler, as am I, and have used the TSA pre-check so that you don't have... Originally, I've had many negative things to say about the TSA. I still think that, for the most part, it's theater. But because the TSA pre-check allows you to not have to encounter so much of the theater, you're in and out. I'm usually, when I check in at the times I fly, there are very few people in the line, in and out. I normally can get out of the car or the bus, walk through the airport, get through TSA check, and be at the gate in 6 or 7 minutes. And I think that that's acceptable. I don't have anything to complain about under the circumstances. And you, too, can have that experience if you have the TSA pre-check. There are not as many people. I mean, people don't fly as much as I do for the most part. But if you have a regular routine and there is reason to not want to stand in line with all the folks, even now, because of COVID, perhaps you don't want to stand in line if you're wearing a mask, you've had shots, so this is a good way to get around it. And they have encouraged people to get the TSA PreCheck by cutting the price from $85 to $70. I just re-upped mine. I don't know whether I got charged $85 or $70 because I got a credit card that pays for it. But even at $85, I found for a five-year deal, It's actually a good price.
Yeah.
It's worthwhile.
I think American Express, or they used to, if you apply, they refund you the money back.
Yeah, they do. American Express does. The American Airlines credit cards that I have, they all do the same thing. So if you're doing a renewal, the other thing is there's confusion. They told me I got a notice maybe a month or two ago that mine ran out in November. So I applied to reinstate it in September, and I was the at least what was on the screen said it's run out, but that didn't seem to change what they do with the security screening stuff. They just want to know you give them I just got my passport renewed, so with that they've done all of the checking, so it shouldn't take a whole lot of time. 96% of TSA pre-check passengers waited fewer than 5 minutes, so there I'm in the majority with that. And you don't have to remove your shoes. You don't have to take your belts off. You don't have to take your jacket off.
Which also just, like, makes me think about how much theater it is. To have to take your shoes off and all the other little liquids and all the stupid stuff that we go through.
Complete nonsense.
Well, and the shoes wasn't always there. The shoes happened after the shoe bomber.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Which was so dumb that we haven't gone back.
And the gels, too, the liquid.
Yeah.
Because of the, I think that was the same guy.
And the attitude of most of the workers is pretty seriously negative and pretty arrogant. And I've noticed that people, especially that I have encountered who are racially different than I am, seem to have an attitude. And I don't mean that just about black. I just find there's a whole bunch of different, you know, we have a lot of different folks in a lot of different places that are in our country, and there's this whether it's the authority thing or I don't know what it is, but that's one of the reasons I did this, because I find that annoying and offensive, and I don't need it and I don't want it and I don't want to put up with it. So I remember Jennifer and I went through. We were on a trip to someplace. I forget where we were going.
San Francisco.
We together, and you got felt up pretty well by the. Woman that
she liked me.
Yeah. Yes. Apparently that was it, right?
She checked everything.
Yeah. Did you find anything hidden in your bra? No.
As I recall, the worst offense was towards the bottom. It wasn't even at the top.
Yes, I think, yeah, right, exactly.
Which was like, wow, hi.
Why did you get pulled aside?
I don't know, because I was wearing...
Suspicious-looking character. She had a dress on. Women don't wear dresses anymore.
Didn't they offer you to go to a private room for that?
No.
No. Stay out there? They just went ahead and did it?
They touched the goodies right in front of everybody.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I would have filed a complaint for sure.
Of course you... I was thinking of that. If Victoria went through there, hoo-ha! Okay, another good item is the number. We always seem to want to have our people want to have the number, play the numbers game. So COVID cases are down significantly. So does that signal an end to the problem? I guess it depends on how you define the problem, doesn't it? Hospitalizations are way down. Deaths are way down. And so there's light at the end of the
tunnel. Too many people are making money and getting power. So I think the problem is always going to be here to stay because too many people are benefiting from it. Unfortunately,
who would those people be, Jennifer, and why would
the
they
government.
Be benefiting?
Yeah. Government's getting a lot more power. We are doing a lot of complying. There's money to be made. I don't know if you guys saw the Project Veritas video with the three scientists that work for Pfizer that basically said Pfizer and Big Pharma are now being just run on COVID money. I mean, there is a lot of money to be made and a lot of power to be had. And so, of course, it's going to keep going. It's not going to end.
Yeah, lovely. Something to look forward to, yeah? All right, let's see. What else is there? This is good news for people who have Teslas. The federal jury that ordered Tesla to pay $137 million damages to a black former employee who accused the company of ignoring racist abuse that he endured. Why is that? I don't know. Is it the company's
job? This was awful.
Job? Yeah, it was back in 2015. You want to tell us the story,
Victoria? What this guy went through is just, there's no excuse for it. And
no,
I mean, constantly being called racial slurs. He worked on the factory floor. He complained multiple times. His son also worked there, was also subjected to the same treatment, and management did nothing. So, yeah, the company is responsible, and it only took the jury 4 hours to come up with $100-something million. And, you know, companies have to take responsibility. Companies are, in a lot of cases right now, companies are being taken to task over things like this. The culture is a big, you know, term that we hear a lot. The work culture. Mm-hmm. Was it toxic? Is it a good environment? And apparently this Tesla just did not, they just looked the other way. And so I'm not saying Elon Musk did. I don't know, you know, how far up does it go? I don't know. But clearly Tesla was found to be, you know, culpable in this and for not doing anything to correct it. Why should anyone go through that just trying to go to work every day? It's ridiculous.
I don't want to, but it must have been pretty egregious if it was $137 million. And you wonder whether, in this case, Elon Musk, who is so visible, who is so present, if, you know, I mean, he had to, at some point in time, known about it.
Must have known about the lawsuit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, when you think of other companies that just don't seem to have these problems, you know, you go all the way up to the top of the food chain at those companies. And, you know, then the bigger a company gets, the harder it is to control the environment all the time. But, you know, like his rival, Richard Branson, I love Richard Branson. I've been a fan of his forever. And, you know, you just don't hear these kinds of lawsuits in that work environment, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe it does come from the top or maybe somewhere along the line they got sloppy. But it's horrible what this poor guy and his son went through.
All right. Along the Arizona border, apparently there's been a purge of agents in the immigration department. Is that because they're doing their job and he doesn't like that? I guess that sounds pretty, on my side, pretty pejorative. But
we don't need immigration agents right now. We might as well just get rid of them. We're wasting money at the border. We're letting everybody in, so.
Mm-hmm. Why did Derek Huff, his sister,
Huff.
I know, I don't remember.
Huff.
Why was he forced to sit out on Dancing with the Stars?
He
has
COVID.
He was exposed, yeah. He doesn't have any symptoms, and I don't think he's tested positive, but they're just being extra cautious because they have a live audience, and they're just, you know, two of the dancers both tested positive and had to dance separately from home. And
that's
a really... It was weird. It's a tough... I thought they did a great job. Yeah, well, they each had to set up their own like home studio, and they... Yeah, I thought they both did a great job, though. I mean, I thought the scores were a little low, considering what they had to go through. But Derek Huff should be back for the next show next week.
So why is it that you like this show so much?
Well, I go in and out. I mean, I watched it last season because I wanted to see the changes that they had made. Tyra Banks was the new host. I didn't like her last year. She's a lot better this year. She's toned it down. Derek Huff, I thought, was a really great addition to the judges panel. And I just liked the way the format changed. It just felt like it got a refresh. And this season, the only reason I'm watching is because I'm actually invested in some of the people competing. So it's a great season. Everyone's really good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's hear it. Okay. So you want to have something to worry about? Here's today's problem, folks. This is what you worry about. Everybody ready? Got your pencil and paper? Ready to write this down? There are mosquitoes in Connecticut that have tested positive for a new encephalitis virus.
Oh, good. Because why not?
Yeah. It's time for us to have something new to all get worked up about, right?
So I killed a mosquito last night, and I thought that was kind of late in the season for a mosquito, and it's pretty chilly. But maybe that's why it was indoors.
Cool. Maybe.
Right. When I say I killed it, I mean, I announced it was on the wall, and Lewis came in and killed it. That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the equine, it's called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, the Triple E virus, in Patchogue State Forest. Somebody found a mosquito, huh? They are trapping the mosquitoes now. And it tested about one mosquito. So one mosquito in one park, in one state, and we have a national story about it. Is that practical?
But are there ever, but I guess the re- maybe the reason for that is there's never just one mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The other
I mean,
one.
That's...
They didn't find any other one.
Yet. It's not, well... Obviously, they're around. It's not just one. But I guess there is
stagnant water near you. That's where they're
exactly.
They're way.
Well, and that's the thing. We've had so much rain on the East Coast that I'm not surprised that mosquitoes are still hanging around because it's so easy for them to breed. They literally need a teaspoon of water, and they breed in that. That's how
wow.
small.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a spoonful of water is a waterway, and it needs to be regulated. I'm surprised we don't have somebody there from the EPA. To check it out. Yeah. Check that out. Okay. So I've been facetious enough. It's a Wednesday. I told you that already. Did I tell you it was 18 after yet? No. But it is. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. And that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. We move from mosquitoes to annoyances. I'll explain, or actually better yet, Jay will explain that in just a moment.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Not a COVID story that's trending. Actually, though, this is the big story. Jay, you may have missed it. The Red Sox beat the Yankees, so they're in the playoffs, and the Yankees aren't. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, they took that wild card spot.
See you later, alligator, you losers in New York. Losers.
I was rooting for the Red Sox because they've got a cut. Well, the Dodgers made a trade with them, so they've got, like, Alex Verdugo and Kike Hernandez. And yeah, they've been a really good team this year, so yay, Red Sox. Good for
yay,
them.
Yay, Red Sox. Boo, Yankees.
Red Sox.
Speaking of the Dodgers, what's this business about? Excuse me, Jay, for a second. There's another trending story that I saw. Some guy who's wanted for murder or something. What is this guy wanted?
Oh, no, a bank robbery or something like that. Something with a bank. He's a fugitive, and Marshall's, apparently he was spotted at a Dodgers game.
Perfect.
It's a good promo for the Dodgers.
He figures everyone's looking for Brian Laundrie. He's in the clear.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to hang out in the left field pavilion. Nobody will find me here.
Exactly. Good. All right, speaking of Brian Laundrie, looks like the neighbor's having a good time with this, Jay.
Yeah, most times when there's a big media circus in your neighborhood, especially on your street, the neighbors are complaining. Well, police did tell the media that they're not allowed to park on the streets. So Brian Laundrie's neighbors are charging the media to rent lawn space. They've even set up tents. They have chairs. They have water. They're offering them their bathrooms. Some neighbors are even charging upwards of $3,500 a week. That's great.
Also, like, COVID doesn't exist.
There you go.
Come on in. Use my bathroom, strangers.
So where's Dog in all of this?
Not going to be at the Hazard Fest in Greenville County Fair. He was supposed to have an appearance, and he canceled it because he's still on the hunt for Brian Laundrie. He's like, we cannot waste any precious time with this. He is still alive. He is still out there. We will find him. So Dog's still doing that, and apparently some TV offers are starting to roll in. Nothing from A&E.
For Dog?
Yeah, for Dog. They want the footage that his wife has been taking during his hunt. They want to make a TV show out of the hunt.
Which is probably why he's doing it.
Yeah.
The next Tiger King right here.
He was pretty popular.
Somebody's going to buy it. Yeah. Going to buy into it and want it. A&E Honchos passed on it. That's the channel that his show was originally on. But other channels and networks are like, hey, we want to talk.
It's pretty amazing, huh? If people haven't got anything better to do than get wrapped up in all of this stuff. But it's amusing, right? I bet it's a certain amusement. I don't find that to be the case with Britney. And what is this? Britney and Madonna are in the same headline. What's that?
Yeah, their famous kiss from the 2003 VMAs when they opened the show is entering the NFT space. The original photographer is putting it up for auction. The auction starts October 7th and will run for 72 hours with some of the proceeds going to benefit GLAAD.
All right. That's spelled with two A's, by the way, if you didn't know that. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors and Amazon have announced plans to introduce the OnStar Guardian skill for Amazon Alexa, a new feature that will provide a voice-enabled connection to emergency-certified OnStar advisors at home through compatible Alexa-enabled devices. When OnStar Guardian for Alexa is enabled, household members can reach OnStar Emergency Advisor by saying, Alexa, call for help. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told reporters Tuesday evening that he's discussed Taiwan with China's President Xi after the Chinese government sent a record 145 fighter planes into Taiwan over the past few days. Biden said he had spoken with Xi about Taiwan. Quote, "We agree. We will abide by the Taiwan Agreement," end quote. New legislation will be introduced in Texas to go forward with a full forensic audit of the 2020 election. One America News spoke with the author, Texas Republican Representative Steve Toth.
The problem with a risk-limiting audit is it just checks boxes as to whether or not certain procedures were done. If you look at the way the Maricopa audit Maricopa County audit was done, it looked into a lot of variables, and that's where they found a lot of the fraud.
Maricopa County got back tens of thousands more ballots than were actually mailed out in a recent audit discovered there. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As borders are, Vice President Kamala Harris offers no plans this week to the border crisis. The largest surge in U.S. history is heading our way with tens of thousands attempting to get into the United States. Sheriff Arvin West from Hudspeth County tells Fox News the federal government is responsible for this national security issue.
Our people are very exhausted. They're tired, but they're still plugging away. Well, we're preparing for the worst. We're expecting the worst. But, you know, it's just the failure of the federal government was disappointing, and people down here are getting tired of it. That first wave was, there's quite a few people trying to get through them. The second wave, we believe that they're going to expand throughout the whole southwest border and try to come across that way. You know, it's we're at the point now where we just throw our hands up and let them come in, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what can we do? We're not getting any help from the federal government. Every time Border Patrol agents try to step up, they tie their hands. So, I mean, what do we do? I wish they would let the Border Patrol secure the border like they need to and want to. One. Two is I wish they would quit enticing these people to come in. They're not happy with it at all. I mean, I've got ranchers that have constantly getting their fences cut, their homes getting broke into. You know, the cartels are in line with these people and using these people and exploiting these people to get their stuff across as well. So it's a win-win for everybody on the other side. It's in the illegal business.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
America and the world for great stories. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, among the strength, the surprises that each day presents to us. Is it a surprise that the director of the National Institute of Health has resigned? Did he get fired? What's the story here? Francis Collins.
I heard an interview with them. He just said he wanted to, I don't know.
Spend more time with his family. I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
a lot of people
feel that way in their 70s.
Yeah. I'm sure it was that. I'm sure there's I mean, this problem is not going away, and so I'm sure it's easier to get away from it than have to deal with it 24/7. And he said he wanted to give people lots of notice so that they can find a good replacement so that they're not scrambling, because I guess he wants to be out by the end of the year. So, because it's an appointed position, you have to have confirmation. So it's going to, it takes a little while.
So you just tweaked me, as you knew you would, Victoria. That's her specialty, is tweaking me. The idea of quitting just because you're of a certain age.
No, I said this. I snickered at you because of spending more time with your family. Yeah. And I said, well, most people in their 70s say they would like to spend more time with their family.
I do spend.
And you went, I don't.
I don't want to spend all my time with my family. Uh-huh. What you hear with a lot of these stories when people are fired or told, hit the road, and the excuse that comes out is, and it's not just, I'm not talking about this age, it's any age. I'm going to spend more time with my family. Yeah, right. So I was just thinking about the people who are my age, who have continued to forge ahead with either the same projects they've been working on for a long time or new ones, like Jay Leno. And now has a new television show. Anybody seen it yet?
He does? I haven't heard about him forever.
Oh, really? Why? You don't like Jay Leno?
I have nothing against him. I said I haven't heard anything about him in forever. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer, what have you heard about Jay Leno?
Not much, but I did hear he has a new TV show.
Right? So I know what you know then, Jen.
He's from Lowell, Massachusetts. By the way, he's doing a tour around the country. I saw him a while back. He's a funny, funny guy. So
what's the new show format?
The new show, you would like to know what the new show is? You'd really like to know what the new show is.
He doesn't know.
I forgot what the name of it was. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Not a name. What format is it? Is it a talk
show?
Is it?
No, it's a game show.
Pulling Teeth. Jeez. That's the name of it. Very good. It's called Pulling Teeth.
You know, it's really interesting how bad... when you want to find something quickly, you can't find it. It just in my... Oh, You Bet Your Life. That's it. Yep. The old Groucho Marx show. Is anybody familiar? Okay. Here's the question.
Is he the silent movie
Groucho...
guy? Right? Isn't he? What? No, I'm dead serious. I do not know. I really thought that he was the silent movie guy, right?
There were a group of brothers who were comedians known as the Marx Brothers.
They were the Marxists that we all talk about.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. They were very
funny. And they
funny.
Were silent movie people.
There was one of them that didn't speak.
Right.
He was deaf.
That was Groucho.
How
did he host a game show?
Oh, which one was it?
Was
it
Harpo?
It was Harpo.
Harpo, that's right.
It was Harpo who could not speak. And in the era that he came from, he was considered deaf and dumb. That's what they used to call people. Can you imagine that today?
Nope.
They call people who couldn't speak and couldn't hear deaf and dumb.
So wait, he actually was impaired? Like he really couldn't speak or hear?
Yeah.
But he was super funny.
Very funny. He was much... It was in the same era as the slapstick guys, the three brothers...
The Three Stooges,
right. It was in the same era as
If you've ever seen the silly glasses with the plastic nose, those are Groucho Marx glasses.
Right. Yes, they are. With a mustache. So anyway...
Which I might have made a joke about Brian Laundry evading police in those yesterday.
Yes. Anyway, Jay...
No one will ever see me behind these glasses, see? Plastic nose.
Yeah.
It really throws them off, you see.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody will ever suspect the guy... who's in the stands at the Dodgers game of being a bank robber. Nobody ever see that. Anyways, how did we get off on... Oh, we're talking...
So Jay Leno is hosting whatever this guy's...
A revival...
show was? Okay.
Yes, he's... I think it's on Fox, as a matter of fact. It's a revival of the Groucho Marx show that was on in the 50s and 60s. And I've seen some scenes from it. It looks pretty much staged. I'm probably the only one here, although I'm betting there are a lot of people listening to the program right now. Remember, Groucho Marx on You Bet Your Life. George Fenneman was the announcer. And there used to be a secret word that would drop down on the duck or something, would announce what they would bring down the secret word. Today's secret word is, and if you say it, you got $100 or something along that line.
Does someone give you clues or something?
Yeah, that's the...
Do we need more game shows?
Well, I think yeah. Jay Leno's a good. It's there's a good so vehicle right for now. Jay Leno, though. But there's so
people
many bad
love
ones.
Them, though.
Yeah. People
and I think
will,
people like, love them because they're just, you don't have to pay attention to them pretty much. I know that sounds mm-hmm. funny, but it's, you know, there's so many shows
viewing.
Where you, there's so many shows where you have to watch them one after another after another. I mean, I can't tell you how addicted my family is to Family Feud. It's ridiculous.
Me too.
Even people like my dad, who you wouldn't think would waste his time because he's busy watching every other show ever made by Dick Wolf on television, is into Family Feud.
You should go on it. Your family should totally go
I've
on
always
it.
Wanted to, but there are certain family members that won't make the cut with me.
I'm still trying to get on Double Dare with my brother.
Me too. I didn't have a sibling, so I didn't have anyone to go with.
You could join our team.
Thanks.
Speaking
we could be
of
like
television,
the crazy triplets.
One of the main competitors for Leno when he was doing The Tonight Show was David Letterman, and The Late Show, his announcer, Alan Coulter, if you remember him. He was pretty well known. Very melodramatic in a manner of speaking. He passed away at the age of 78 yesterday. Nobody knows why he died. 78 is kind of pretty young. He didn't. He looked the part, too. Not like Ed did, but he had a voice that you'd remember, and he was cut out of the same mold as Ed, as were most of those announcers. Didn't the guy who was the announcer for one other show, didn't he just recently die? Don't I remember seeing that? One of the other late. Who was it? One of the other late night guys.
It was the guy
was that
Letterman.
The SNL guy?
But then there was another guy. No.
No, that's Don Pardo. He's been gone for a while.
Yeah, the SNL guy who passed was Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald.
No. I meant the announcer.
He was
announcer.
There was another announcer. Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Alan Coulter was really fun because Letterman had a lot of fun with him, and he brought him into a lot of the bits and stuff. So he was great. He had a great voice.
Kimmel has some Hispanic guy that's a bit,
Guillermo.
Is that his cousin? Whose cousin?
Guillermo is Kimmel's cousin? I don't think
so. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Really? Well, Guillermo was
originally
like
his uncle, and then his uncle passed. And then he brought his cousin on. I totally thought Guillermo was his cousin.
Maybe. But Guillermo's more of like a sidekick. Alan Coulter was not a sidekick. He was just the announcer. But Letterman didn't have a sidekick except for Paul Schaefer. But Alan Coulter was just, you know, they brought him in on bits and stuff with Biff, the producer, and it was great.
He was a radio announcer.
Yes.
And he was the voice, the announcer on To Tell the Truth, the $10,000 Pyramid. The other pyramid shows, he also used to do the commercials for things like the Mega Millions game.
Yeah, I grew up listening to his voice as the New York Mega Millions guy.
Yeah.
He had a wonderful voice.
Yeah, made a lot of money as a voiceover guy. And you can do that, it seems.
Back then.
Not a bad thing. All right, so anyway, the Seinfeld story. Why are people angry with Netflix?
Ooh. Well, the reason that they're angry with Netflix, it's because all of the Seinfeld episodes, they spent $500 million to acquire the entire series, and they changed the viewing ratio, the aspect ratio from 4:3 to 16:9, which is the standard, and except it now cuts off actual jokes and it cuts off parts of the characters.
Why?
People are Bill because they had to adjust from the old format of the old TV screen size to the 16:9 ratio, which is the standard size right now. And so, like, Jerry's shoes are cut off. There's an episode called The Pothole, and you can't even see the pothole because it's cut off. So, yeah, people are really not happy with Netflix right now because Seinfeld fans are very diehard, and they are not.
You watch
happy.
The same episodes over.
I know. Yeah.
And over again. Unga bunga. All right. I don't want to be a repetitive sort, but I do want you to know it's 44 after the hour, and this is the JV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years. I've never had a customer. out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, we're at 47 and change after the hour. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Hi, Jennifer's here, Victoria, Jay, Doug. And for those of you who were not around during the heyday of You Bet Your Life, see how wonderful conversation radio is. We can start with one thing and then just go as you do when you're having conversations at home, at the dinner table with your family, wherever you may be. So here we have the beginning. This is, I think, is Groucho introducing George Fenneman and the word of the day and that sort of thing. But this is the typical way that that show started.
Well, here I'm again with $1,500 for one of our couples. And if any of them say the secret word, the duck will fly down and pay him $100. The word tonight is voice. All right, duck.
Groucho, we invited some women lawyers to the show tonight. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Beverly Rubens. Her partner is one of baseball's best-known figures, Mr. Charles Gresson. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
How are you? Chuck Gresson, of all people, huh? Well, welcome, folks, with the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Beverly Hills, Rubens, huh? And Charlie Dresden. Well, glad to meet you again, Chuck. Good I haven't seen you for a long time, huh? Last time I saw you, you were in the bullpen. You're going to Washington this year, I understand. Is that true?
That's right, Gotcha. I'm going to manage the senators.
Oh, well, you're going to have your hands full. Some of those senators in Washington are pretty hard to manage.
That was pretty... And his one of his things was at the end of each sentence, he went, hmm? Did you notice that? It was one of his quirky little things. But it was one of the first nighttime game shows, as I recall. It was in the 50s. I remember watching it on the little with a Stromberg Carlson television set, 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass on it. As black and white. Now,
I don't even know what that is. What are you talking about?
What, the television screen?
It had a magnifying glass?
Yeah, it had a magnifying glass. So it looked like it was bigger than 10 inches. It's 10 before the hour. Yeah, very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have 53 after the hour, Victoria, and you know what that means. On the Wednesday, but on the Tuesday, and on the Monday, and on the Thursday, and on the Friday program, we have Tech Talk. And the first matter of business here is a focus on Facebook. And why, oh why, did everything go blank?
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody wants to know. So it turns out it's really not anything that complicated in terms of it's not hacking.
Nefarious.
Exactly. So a lot of people were wondering about that. And so Facebook has said that the outage that took them offline for 6 hours, along with Instagram and WhatsApp, was basically caused by just an error that was made during routine maintenance. And so this, as we know, you know, Facebook is already facing a lot of intense scrutiny by lawmakers and stockholders and things like that right now. And we've got whistleblowers testifying. It's pretty awful. And so the Facebook engineering, the guy who's the head of the Facebook engineering department said in a blog post that the outage is, which actually took billions of users offline, which is a huge number. It happened during regular maintenance operations where parts of the servers are taken offline for repairs. And so the error affected the backbone network that connects Facebook's computing facilities across the globe. So the web monitoring firm DownDetector reported that it was the largest outage that they had ever seen. And so they said Facebook said from here on out, our job is to strengthen our testing, our drills, and overall resilience to make sure events like this don't happen or happen as rarely as possible. And so Facebook's products all went dark at that same moment. And so the company has, as we were saying, the company's already, you know, under a lot of scrutiny with whistleblower scandals and changes to the privacy policy. And then, of course, the Instagram for kids under 13 issue. They've got a lot of stuff going on. And so, as to be expected, the stocks all took a major hit. As these apps were going dark. But that's what the reason is. They also stressed that no personal data was breached during the outage.
Good for them. Our hero, Mark Zuckerberg. Yay!
Yeah, right.
Boo. Okay, Amazon and Black Friday. Will there be a Black Friday, or is there enough stuff to actually buy to make Black Friday worthwhile? We'll find out about that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I see Home Goods has broken into the e-commerce space. First online store, is that a significant thing? Is this big competition?
Sure. Yeah. People go nuts for Home Goods, and the fact that you can now shop that stuff and it changes every week.
Is it really different there? This is a TJX, a TJ Maxx store. Is it really there? Do they have that much of a different sort of supply of products to buy that makes them unique among that competitive?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, they have other competitors that are in that space. It's, you know, throw pillows and home decor and, you know, kitchen stuff. And, yeah, I mean, but Home Goods kind of is sort of the, you know, the gold star of that space. So, yeah, it's a big deal that they're online now.
All right, we're going to have Black Friday or not?
Well, Amazon's actually already rolling out Black Friday-type deals because they want to hook early holiday shoppers.
They're greedy.
Yep. So Amazon, well, but also people who want to save money. I mean, there are a lot of deep discounts across every category right now. Yeah. So fashion, electronics, home goods, toys, and new deals are going to be added to the site every day.
By the time you get finished with the truck delivering the box itself, you may have saved a couple of bucks, but you haven't helped the environment one iota. So don't kid yourself and think, well, I don't have to get in my car and drive out to pick that up. No, no, no.
Well, Target is also, if you want to not have anything shipped, then Target's also launching Deal Days. That's going to be in-store October 10th to the 12th. And so their holiday forecasts have actually predicted a sharp jump in year-over-year spending this year. But, again, we kind of have to wait to see what is going to happen with the supply chain. So right now you can get great deals on Amazon. You can get some really good deals at Target as well. They're trying to lure people in early.
I think I made my comments, didn't I?
No, I like Target. I have nothing against Target.
I know. I don't have anything against any of them.
And I'm not an early holiday shopper. No. Yeah, I'm not an early holiday shopper, but, you know.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.